This is Mitch Joel of Twist Image and author of Six Pixels of Separation. Join me weekly for the Six Pixels of Separation podcast right here on EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews and entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Shama Kabbani, a web and TV personality, best-selling author, international speaker, and award-winning CEO of the Marketing Zen Group, a global digital marketing firm located in Dallas, Texas. Shama is the face of today's digital world and represents the best her generation has to offer. She has aptly been dubbed the Master Millennial of the Universe and an online marketing shaman by FastCompany.com. Thanks for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, Shama. So you're only 26 years old, and you now are running a successful marketing firm with over 20 full-time employees. How did you get started?
It's a good question. It's a long story, but I'll try to give you the short version. I got out of graduate school in one of the worst economies since my grandparents' time, and I was very interested in social media. I thought it was a very exciting field. It was just up and coming, to give you a quick sense. Twitter had 2,000 users, not the 275 million it does today. It's a very different world. I was very excited about social media. I fresh out of graduate school. And, you know, I did what any graduate student would do. I tried to get a job. And I was rejected 18 times on the basis of companies not thinking, you know, social media is a fad. It's not going to stick around. Our corporate clients aren't interested in that. So I started my own company. And we started as a social media consultancy and quickly grew to being a full-service web marketing and PR agency with 20 full-timers. So that's the short version of the story.
It certainly is exciting. I've seen you all over the web and on throughout media locations on the web as well, and especially locally there in the Dallas area. Now, what do you see as your biggest challenges as an entrepreneur?
Well, thank you so much, first of all. And, you know, the biggest challenges for any entrepreneur, there's multiple challenges. But the two biggest that you're always going to deal with is your resources, right? And resources means finding the right talent, finding the right organizational systems. The right resources are really half the game. And then time management, that's always a big challenge as an entrepreneur, figuring out how to balance work and life and making sure that you keep your sanity while doing that. So I think I face probably the same challenge as most entrepreneurs do.
Well, do you have any tips for leading a virtual workforce?
Oh, boy. Yeah, so I do have some tips that I hope are helpful for the listeners. You know, the first is, like I said, resources are very important. So if you're going to do a virtual workforce like we have, making sure that you have the right systems in place. And we do that. We have used Skype very closely. We have Basecamp as project management. We use Google Apps Premier, which is a package of Google tools, including Google Documents, Google Websites. So a lot of it comes to just being very, very organized. And then finding people who thrive in that virtual environment, because it's not for everyone. You know, it takes a certain type of self-starter and initiative-based individual to do well. And I think if you have those elements, then you can manage a virtual workforce.
Today we're with Shama Kabbani, a web TV personality, best-selling author, international speaker, and award-winning CEO of the Marketing Zen Group, a global digital marketing firm out of Dallas, Texas, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What else do you do as an entrepreneur to promote your brand and company?
We really like to walk the talk. So because we are big proponents of inbound marketing and social media, that's exactly what we do for our business. It is all social media marketing and inbound marketing. We do no outbound sales or marketing. And we use exactly what we tell our clients. We use Facebook and blogging and videos. Everything that we tell our clients to do, we certainly do our best to practice what we preach.
from a personal curiosity, of all the social media platforms that are out there, which one do you prefer or enjoy the most? I might have caught you off guard with that one.
No, that's a good question. And, you know, there's elements I like of every single one. I will say that I've always liked Facebook because I find it to be very user intuitive and friendly, and they feel like you can have, they've worked really hard to evolve that into a platform that's helpful, even though they've had their ups and downs. I think that's my favorite platform.
I can certainly understand that as well. Now, in conclusion, what advice would you be able to lend the everyday entrepreneur that's wanting to start a business or initiate a creation of theirs and putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Boy, I would say start with something the marketplace wants. You know, that's really important. A lot of times people have an idea because they love the idea, and as great as that is, you have to make sure that the marketplace actually needs or wants that idea. Then you have to, of course, budget for things like marketing and PR and make sure that you're launching things in a way that you want to be perceived, the way that you want your brand to be perceived. So I think for a lot of first-time entrepreneurs, or just entrepreneurs in general, my advice is always to do your offline homework first. People get caught up in the tools of, oh, Facebook, social media, it's exciting. And, while it is exciting, the basics have to come first. You know, is it a good product? Is it a good service? Do we have the budget to see it through? And do we have, you know, the time and resources to really be consistent? That's the biggest, I think, mistake I see a lot of entrepreneurs making, is that there is a lack of consistency. There are no magic bullets in the world of marketing or in the world of business. Everything, you know, discipline and consistency, although not nearly as sexy, are still basic principles for business and in life.
Great advice. She is Shama Kabane, a web and TV personality, best-selling author, international speaker, and award-winning CEO of the Marketing Zen Group, a global digital marketing firm out of Dallas, Texas. And the website is MarketingZen.com. Shama, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and we thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.